we're so thankful we can stand before you and proclaim the gospel today, and I'm thankful that we can all be a part of the body of Christ today. And I'm excited today because we have a message on here that I believe that we can all relate to. And if I had time, I'd ask all these young folks in here, who's your favorite superhero? You know, I'm going to tell you about one today that he don't have to hide in a phone booth, and he's never had a change of plan. And I'm going to tell you about the original Superman. That's Jesus Christ today. Amen. And I'm thankful today that we can find the impossibles in Jesus today. And you know, as we realize that one of the things we need to be doing in 2019, we need a cry for the supernatural. I tell you, 2018 was a year of the supernatural for the church here, and how that God proved himself over and over. Aren't you glad that God's ways are not man's ways? Aren't you glad today that as we realize that we as America, we need to be calling out for a supernatural cure for what ails America today? If you're waiting for Washington, D.C. to correct this thing, it'll never happen. If you're waiting for man to come up with some kind of new idea, it'll never happen. We need God intervention from heaven, and we need a supernatural experience in America today. And I'm here to tell you that the Bible said over there that as we find in Hosea chapter 11 and verse 9, he said, I am God and not man. Aren't you glad today that God's ways are not our ways, and that that God knows the beginning before the end? He knows what happens before it ever occurs, and I'm going to rely on him in 2019. If you will, turn with us to the book of Exodus. We got a long ways to go today, and we're going to look in chapter 3 of the book of Exodus, and we're just going to read three verses out there, but they're scattered throughout there. We're going to read verse 7, and we're going to read verse 19 and verse 20. And because of the restraints of time, we'll fill in the gaps. But as we read this, then we won't go to the Lord in prayer. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 7, and the Bible reads such as this. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cries by the reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Verses 19 and 20. I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, nor not by the mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand, and I'll smite Egypt with all my wonder, which I will do in the midst thereof, and after that he will let you go. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your blessed word today. We thank you for the message. We thank you for allowing us to be the messenger, Lord. We just ask that you would go and that you would overshadow your people today, Father, that you would even lay a hand upon them, Father, that they could feel the great power that's in you today, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that we would look beyond the realms of reasoning and beyond the realms of possibility, and look for the supernatural that we know that comes only through you. And Father, let us pray a cure for what ails America. And let us pray a cure, Father, for what ails our families. Let us pray a cure for those ills that are we find in society today. And Lord, we just pray that you go and be with us. And we're going to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for these things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, as we consider today in our scripture, and I want to fill in the blanks, and I've got a long ways to go, but here in chapter 3, you have a man who has already seen the plight of the world, and he's went off into the wilderness over there, away from society over there, and God follows him into the wilderness. And God appears to him in the form of a burning bush over there. And but I want you to note over there that in verse 7, and he said, "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cries by the reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrow." I want you to know today that when we cry out to a supernatural God, we cry to an omnipotent God, one who knows the beginning before the end. He knows your sorrow before you ever express it to him. Did you know that he knows your needs better than you do? Do you know that he knows what's going on in your life much more than you do, as he did with the children of Israel? And I want you to realize today that, God is wanting to call up Moses, if you would, and he's wanting to deliver you in these times of trouble and sorrow. And in verse 19 he said, "And I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, not by mighty hand. And I will stretch forth my hand and smite Egypt and all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof, and after that he will let you go." I like verse 21 too. "And I will give his people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty." You know, it's a supernatural God over there who told his people that I'm going to go before you. I'm going to prepare the way. You know, we can certainly relate to what was going over there, because we are also a people that are waiting to cross over. We're also a people that are relying upon a supernatural occurrence to come over there. That we're looking for the rapture, by the way, of the church. You know, and I tell you, you're talking about a supernatural event. The rapture is going to be one of them. Hey, when we find over there, and it says, "And he shall come in the clouds, and with a shout, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which remain shall be caught up to be with him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord."
Amen.
I'm looking for something supernatural in 2019. Because God is a supernatural God. Nothing on earth can compare to him. You know, he's supernatural in his existence, and he's supernatural in his power. And remember what Hosea said, "I am God and not man." When we try to go applying logic and reason and education and all to God over there, you can throw all that out the window. Because God is God. He's not man. We get to experience the supernatural. God gives us the ability. Do you know the Bible is a supernatural book?
Amen.
Nothing has ever been, nothing will ever be put down in writing that is more supernatural than the Word of God.
Amen.
You know, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21 says this, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." I'm going to tell you how supernatural that Bible is that's holding in your hand. Just pick it up and look at it. It's precious. God, through men and prophets of old, God, through the writers of the epistle in the New Testament church, took his finger and wrote his will in 66 books. That's how supernatural the Word of God is. Hey, listen. I've had experiences with the Word of God that is out of this world. If you don't believe it, I know Mary Zell, she's in healthcare hospice. We've experienced with some of your folks while they're dying. In them last few moments, if you don't believe it, you turn over there to the 23rd Psalm. And you read it to that person that's closest to eternity. And watch the monitors. You know that tells you when you're doing that, 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 doing that. This book right here is so supernatural, it'll change the monitors in a hospital. It will. This book is so supernatural over there that it has the power unto God and to salvation. Did you know that this book is so powerful over there in 2019 that it can take something black, turn it white by the red blood of Jesus Christ today? Thank God that we've got a supernatural book. Nothing like it in the whole wide world. The Bible gives the past of man, it gives the presence of man, and it'll even tell man his future. I tell you what we need to be in 2019. We need to be a defender of the Word of God. We need to be a defender of the Word of God. Hey, if we want something supernatural to happen in America, let's get America back into the supernatural book. Do you know that 1/3 of our Constitution would not exist if it had not been for the Word of God? That's how much of the Word of God, that's how much of the King James Bible, that's how much of the Word of God is into the fabric of the United States of America, and I'm telling you, it's unraveling. What's unraveling about it? We're taking God's Word out of it. You ever, it always amazed me. Now, some of y'all know me. It don't take a lot to amaze me. I mean, I'm still amazed with electricity. But one of the things that, and some of you city folks might not know this, but one of the most amazing things, did you ever open up a sack of feed? Y'all, some of you guys would just take your knife and there is one string. And if you can find that one string, you can pull that one string out and that whole thing will just fall open. Some of y'all will go buy a bag of feed and we get done just to try that out. I'm telling you, now if you pull the wrong one, it won't work. But if you pull that right string, that whole top will just open up. You say, what's that got to do with anything? I'm glad you asked. That one string that holds America together in that fabric that we was talking about is sewed over there is the Word of God. Amen. Is the Word of God. Hey, listen, if they ever figure out and get that string pulled, this whole thing will open up. I'm glad to tell you by the authority of God as we cry out for a supernatural occurrence in 2019, that you know the new birth is a supernatural birth. Did you know that? That the new birth is a supernatural birth. That's why that over there, if you will, in John chapter 3, Nicodemus experienced that. And he said, what must I do to be born again? He said, can I go back into my mother's womb? Can I enter into there? And the Lord looked at him and said, ye must be born again. I like this part in John chapter 3 and verse 7. He said, "Marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again." Amen. Not of flesh or the will of man, not of corruptible, but of the incorruptible word of God. A lot of folks say, "Well, I just don't know about that. I don't know about it." Hey, listen, if you've been born again, you've already had a supernatural act that took place in your life today. It's unexplainable how that God could take nothing and make something out of it. It's amazing to me that God could take his precious red blood, wash something that's blacker than cold, and make it white as snow. See, you should believe in the supernatural, because if you've been saved, it's already been demonstrated in you today. Isn't it amazing what God can do with people? Isn't it amazing? And I'm glad to tell you today that we all qualify. The Bible said, "Whosoever will." That means anybody. That means anybody can experience a supernatural birth of being born again by the Spirit of God. As we cry out for a supernatural in 2019. Christian life is a supernatural life. You know, the Apostle Paul, he experienced it. He wrote it to us over there, and I believe it's in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. And I'll be honest with you, this is one verse that I gave up on committing to memory. Because every time I'd try to quote it, I'd mess it up. You ever get a verse in there like that? This verse goes like this. "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live yet. Not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of Man, who loved me and gave himself for me." The life I now live. When I say that I'm telling you today about a Superman, he don't have to live in a phone booth. He never had a change of plan, but he is the original and only Superman.
Amen.
How can we say that? Because of what he's done in our lives today. Hey, listen, if we're going to sell folks on the act that Jesus Christ, the ultimate superhero, Jesus Christ, the one that can save anybody over there, then we have to live that supernatural life before them today. We have to live it before the world. You know, I'm glad to tell you that the Apostle Paul said, "I'm crucified with Christ." In other words, there's some things in my life over there that was dealt with at the cross. And he goes on saying, the Apostle Paul said that he died daily. And there's things in my life that die daily. Hey, did you know that we die daily? Do you know that? That's right. Every day we die. Well, you didn't want to hear that, did you? It's a fact of matter. If you don't think that, go without a bath for 3 or 4 days. You'll already smell like you're dead. Some of y'all get that about 2 or 3 o'clock this evening. But the Apostle Paul said, "I die daily." And what it was is that it was a supernatural life that he died to the things of this world. We had a wonderful Sunday school lesson, by the way, this morning on materialism and the love of material things and all like that. And some of us could do well to die to some things in this world today. Bury them. You know, if something dies, first thing you want to do is figure out how we're going to get buried, because if it lays on top long enough, it'll go stinking. But there's a lot of folks, and you know, that's oftentimes what an altar's for today. And there's folks in this building today that need to come down here and give away something in their life today. Die daily to the Lord today. When I look around and I see all these children in here, you know, I know how this thing ends up, young folks. For the Lord shall descend with a shout. Church will be raptured one of these days. And I know that I'm a part of that body of Christ. And I know that I'm part of that church. And I know that the ultimate end for me over there is glory. Whether I go by the clouds, it don't matter. Or whether I go by the clods, it don't matter. My destination is still the same. You know, real revival is a supernatural work of God. Now, you can sit around and you can plan it. You can sit around and you can evaluate it over there. But if God don't send it, it don't happen.
Amen.
Psalmist David in the 85th Psalm, verse 6, said this: "Wilt thou not revive us again, that the people may rejoice in thee?" That thou might revive us again, that the people of God might rejoice in thee. You know, I love to read one of my favorite stories in the Old Testament. Talk about a supernatural God, a God that will send revival. I think about 1 Kings over there in verse 18. Do you know what happened over there in 1 Kings chapter 18? Well, I'm glad you asked. It came down to the point over there one day that God needed to make a stand. And Elijah, the prophet, he challenged over there. He said, "We're going to have a contest between Jehovah and the prophet Baal." Elijah, being the gentleman he was, and he said, "We'll let you go first." The contest went something like this: "We're going to call on the God in heaven, and you can call on the gods of Baal, and we're going to ask them to come down and set fire to the altar." And how the story goes like this, that the prophets of Baal went over there and they slew the buttlock or cow. They fixed their wood and they started crying out to their God. Nothing happened. You know, I won't get to know Elijah in eternity. I think I could get along with him. Elijah's off over on the side said, "Is your God deaf?" Maybe he's on vacation. That was one of the things they said. Maybe he's on a journey and he's not got back. Why don't you cry louder? And they cried the louder and they cried the louder and they cried, and they got so frustrated over there, they began to cut themselves. And they tore the altar down. Man of God went over there and fixed it. Fixed it back. He said, "Now I want you to take 4 cauldrons of water, which would have been about 20 gallons apiece, and there were 4 of them there. And he said, I want you to go," and he dug a trench around that thing. He said, "I want you to go and pour water on the wood." Now, it don't take a genius to know that you can't hardly start wet wood. 4 cauldrons, 3 times he done this, which equals the number 12, by the way. And he prayed. The Bible says, and the God of heaven came down and licked up the water and consume the sacrifice. And Elijah single-handed killed over 500 prophets of Baal that day. When we think about all the ills in the world today and all the things that are not of God, I can assure you by the authority of this supernatural book, God can take care of it.
Amen.
You know, there's a lot of things in this world we just need to give up to the Lord today. We can't do it. And I'll tell you one right now that's going to bust wide open in the next is this abortion thing. That thing's come to a head, and I love to watch them sit over and wring their hands about it. Amen? God's already got that in his hand. Give it up to God. He's big enough to do it. Give it up to God. He's big enough to make it happen. And the Lord sent the fire down. I tell you the other kind of supernatural revival that we need in America. You find that in the 37th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. As Ezekiel looked over there, and he looked at the nation of Israel over there, and he said over there that I see over there that one time you stood up straight, and one time you were a functioning body, and one time you were a great nation. But I looked over there, and I found that there was a valley full of dry bones. I tell you, we need a supernatural act in America today because we're turning into the valley of the dry bones. And it said, and the Lord spake unto them bones, and said them bones began to move. And it said that them bones, when they come over there, and boy, I wish old Jimmy and Johnny was over there. Well, the knee bones connect to the... Boy, I'd have him all messed up. Do you know what I'm talking about? I believe they messed it up once in a while. They've been saying it 50-something years. Them old bones began to come together. Not only when they come together. You say, that really happened? I said, Bible says it did. It did happen.
Amen.
And when they got all together, it said they started putting on flesh and tendons and sinew and actually became a body once again. That's the kind of revival that we need in America. Amen. Forget about this old denomination. Forget about these old political affiliations. And forget about putting all of that stuff. Hey, we just need to come together as a body. That's the kind of revival the church needs today, by the way. We're so scattered. We're so disconnected. And one thing he said over there, and the Lord raised the bones to life. And the Lord raised the bones to life. Now we've talked about a supernatural God. We've talked about a supernatural birth. We've talked about a supernatural book. We've talked about a supernatural revival. Acts chapter 1 verse 11. We'll close with this. This same Jesus, which you see go into heaven, will come again in like manner. This same Jesus that you see go into heaven will return again and come in like manner. How many of y'all believe he lived and left? How many of you believe he's coming again?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, that's a supernatural thing that I'm looking forward to. Do you know everything will be set right? Everything, the Bible says, and the crooked shall be made straight.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm looking forward to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. No more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrow. The Bible says that Jesus will appear in the clouds, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which remain shall be caught up to be with him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said, let you comfort one another with these words. You say, well, I don't know about the second coming. I'm going to tell you, if he hadn't come to your life the first time, you won't be going with him the second time. You ever have him coming to Jesus moment? A time, and I can tell you now the time, I can take you to the place where the Lord saved me by his wonderful grace. And if I could say, but I cannot tell you how. Listen, Jesus is calling to his people to prepare themselves for the greatest supernatural event that has ever been known unto mankind. And that's the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't put off your coming to Jesus moment and miss it. Don't put off that, you know, and a lot of people say, well, how do I know when to be saved? I tell you, the Lord will tell you in no certain terms. Trust and obey, for there's no other way but to trust and obey. Y'all come on, get a song. If you love this country, you'll pray that God will intervene in a supernatural way. If you love those lost members in your family, lost neighbors, lost co-workers, you'll pray that God will supernaturally enter into their lives today. You know, 2018 was a very special year, and that God proved himself to us over and over through people's sickness, through people's illness, through God just reaching into nothing and pulling out something, God meeting needs. I'm excited about this. You might say, preacher, why? Because I know God's on our side. And I know that God is wanting to work great miracles for Moss Memorial Church and its people. Let's all stand as we sing. God spoke in your heart. We're going to ask that you come today. 105. Y'all, come on. Calling for